The Constitution for the Presbyterian Church USA no longer bans the ordination of gay and lesbian clergy. The church's national council approved the change last year, but it required approval from a majority of the denomination's regional governing bodies, which are called presbyteries. Last night, a presbytery in the Twin Cities of Minnesota cast the deciding vote and ratified the change. Cynthia Balbach was there, and she's the moderator of the church's 219th General Assembly. WFPL's Gabe Bullard reached her on her cell phone in the Minneapolis airport.
It was a coincidence that I was there. I'd been invited to be at this meeting probably back in October, but as it turned out, I was there for the decisive vote, yes.
And what will change?
Well, essentially, the standards for ordination will change. We will lose what was known as the fidelity and chastity language. The standard will be that any candidate for ordained office, and that would be elder, deacon, or minister of word and sacrament, has to submit joyfully to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And then the ordaining body, which is a session for elders or deacons or a presbytery for ministers of word and sacrament, will determine whether he or she really has the calling and the gifts and the commitment to become an ordained leader in our church.
And previously the language was someone had to be faithful within a marriage between a man and a woman, or they had to be celibate if single.
Chaste in singleness, yes. Now, you know, this change in language does not mean that a session or a presbytery is forced to ordain a gay person. It simply removes a blanket prohibition against even considering gay people who are in relationships from being ordained. Sexual orientation has never been a problem, but it's a gay person who is in a relationship. The language in our Constitution prohibited any gay person, or in fact any heterosexual person in a relationship outside marriage, from even being considered for ordination. And now that has changed to allow the local ordaining body to consider someone for ordination.
But the local ordaining body doesn't have to follow it.
It does not. If a local ordaining body feels that in their view, a person who is gay or lesbian is not suitable for ordained office, they do not have to consider that person.
But they weren't allowed before to ignore the prohibition on it.
Right. So, I think it's better language in the sense that it focuses more on the overall callings of someone. I mean, it's a calling to be not just a minister, but an elder in the Presbyterian Church.
Is the Presbyterian Church becoming more progressive?
Well, I think the Presbyterian Church has always been progressive in issues of social justice, in issues of mission, in issues of inclusivity. I think, you know, we recognize that we are still divided in the church about the ordination of gays and lesbians. A decision has been made, but, you know, we are not of one mind. But I think that in general, we are a progressive denomination.
Does the church recognize same-sex marriage?
No, we do not.
Do you think this is a step toward that recognition?
No, I don't. I think some people link it and say it's one step down the road towards that. At the General Assembly last summer, there was a report of a task force about same-sex marriage, and it was decided that we simply weren't at the point where we wanted to consider whether we wanted to approve same-sex marriage. You know, it's been asked that the church study the issue, but I think that's a different issue than the issue regarding ordination standards.
But do you think that might change in the future? I ask because in the statement the church released yesterday, some of the reasons for the change to the Constitution, among them was a shift in attitude, more acceptance of either gay parishioners or same-sex relationships.
I don't know. That's hard for me to predict. It may, but I think it's a ways down the road.
And some of those other reasons listed in that statement was that some of the more conservative groups have left the church.
I think some congregations have left the church, yes. And what that means is that in some presbyteries that in the past had voted no on changing the standard, those commissioners from those congregations aren't at the presbytery meeting anymore.
For these presbyteries that do not support the change, can they change their vote, or is it just a matter of these presbyteries deciding they don't want to reject that change anymore.
Yeah, they wouldn't change their vote on this. I mean, I think it would just be, you know, acknowledgement within the presbytery that in the past we didn't want to consider gay and lesbian candidates. We now will.
Do you think that all the presbyteries will eventually come around to that mindset?
Maybe, but I think that would be a long process. It's been a long process for women to become fully accepted within the church, and I think even now there are places where if you're a woman pastor, you know that you probably shouldn't even try to go because, you know, you just would not be received as fully as a male pastor. So I think it's very, very slow, very gradual, but hopefully at some point in the future that will happen.
All right, Cynthia, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Cynthia Ballbach is the moderator of the Presbyterian Church's 219th General Assembly. This change is going to take effect July 10th. Among those presbyteries to reject the change is the Western Kentucky group. That does not include Louisville. Other mainline Protestant churches to loosen restrictions on same-sex relationships and gay clergy include United Church of Christ, the Episcopal Church, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.